It's time for the man himself, the master of reverse speech, David John Oates, who is here on the second and fourth Mondays of each month with some of the latest geopolitical newsmakers, and we have some hot stuff tonight. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. How are you? Can you hear me?
I got you. You're fine. I got you.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be worried for a second then. I think, oh, yeah.
What's going on? What's going on here in the world? Is it as insane to you down there as it is up here? I mean, it's really getting worse and worse all the time.
Yeah, well, I watch American news and I shake my head in disbelief. It's just amazing what's happening over there. Australia's still fairly safe. I mean, you know, we had a little terrorist incident a couple of years ago, but we've been pretty safe. It's all boring down here,
right?
Which is a place to be.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, so reversals. How many do you have tonight? Quite a few?
Yeah, we got about 40 or 50.
All right, well, we better get going then.
Okay, we're going to start off on Paddock. What's his name? Eric Paddock, the brother?
That's the brother, yeah.
Right, okay, so here he is.
Someone texted me.
Oops, hang on. No, it's not. Hang on, let's try some audio. Okay, we'll try again.
Someone texted me, I don't know who, Reuters or somebody texted me, thank you, that with an update that I didn't have because I took my mom to the doctor.
And strange reversal, the wealth plan, we got it.
Are they
aiming on cashing in on this tragedy? What would the wealth
Well, that's plan? Interesting. The wealth plan, we got it. In other words, it sounds like they've been taken care of.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, he did brag about his brother taking care of the people he loved. So, and Eric was allowed to retire on the good graces of Stephen. Stephen made that possible, he said.
All right, yeah. Well, there you go. Oh, anyway.
All right, well, that's congruent. Okay. Yeah.
All right, next one on Eric.
And some of us weren't real good kids. I mean, you guys are probably going to investigate me. I wasn't a wonderful human being when I was a kid.
And here he says, I bring in the snake.
I'm doing an investigation.
Wow.
I'm doing an investigation.
Gee.
Oh,
he's been a naughty boy as a kid, I would
say.
Well,
he sounds like he's may have been even worse than he's admitting.
Yes, I agree. That's a pretty damning reversal.
It certainly is.
Oh, here he uses Allah. Well, that's interesting. All right, here's the Fords.
It's not. He's not the only reason she did this herself, a lot of it, okay? But he helped make her retirement very comfortable.
He's talking about his mom. He helped make his mom's retirement very comfortable. But the reversal says, but Allah forced her sin.
But Allah forced her sin. But Allah forced her sin.
Huh.
But Allah forced her
but
sin.
Allah forced her sin? What a strange thing.
That's a very strange thing. This wasn't ISIS. It wasn't terror-related, was it? I mean,
yes. ISIS claimed three times that they were responsible, that one of their soldiers, Stephen Paddock, did it. They claimed at least twice that I remember that Paddock had converted to Islam about 6 months ago. And they stood on that, and then they stopped talking about it. So that's an interesting allusion to Islam, Allah.
Yes, it is.
In that the brother would say Allah, to me, suggests that there might be some credibility to the fact that his brother maybe did convert to Islam and does. Maybe he was an undercover intel asset that converted to Islam to get on the other side. I think he was set up, made a patsy, but he maybe, as part of his undercover position, had to actually convert. And Eric knew about that. That suggests Eric knew, that the family knew something about Allah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. And the sin was to go along with it all, okay?
Exactly. So that's very interesting. Now, remember,
That is an interesting one.
Stephen Paddock spent a lot more money than what we know about his real estate holdings would have allowed. That guy was, he had gambling losses in, what was it, 2015, projected to be over $430,000. So where's the money keep coming from? The money for his brother and his brother's family, the money for his mom, the mother with Mary Lou, the money for him. This is a man who has no problem getting an unlimited flow of money coming his way.
Yeah, right.
That's the way it seems to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think the brothers are fully involved a lot more.
Oh, you bet. Doesn't the brother strike you as a strange kind of a guy? Strange talking forwards.
Oh, he's whining all the time. Eric, the whiner.
Yeah.
Strange character. All right, here's the next one.
But, I mean, I don't know what the situation is, because maybe Steve wouldn't have told me if they broke up, because that's just the kind of... And for Steve, breaking up is a fungible thing.
And they chose This Is the One. What an interesting reversal. Here we go.
Since Yosh, this is the one.
Oh, it's clear, too.
Since Yosh, this is the one. Since Yosh, this is the one. But,
okay, I don't know. So who's they... And who did they choose? Did they choose Stephen? And is they ISIS?
Well, ISIS I don't think would be at the top of the heap. We all know that ISIS is a Pentagon and Israeli Mossad creation. And that we have an awful lot to say about what ISIS does and doesn't do. It's my sense that ISIS was involved with this shooting. There's an Arab Muslim community in Las Vegas of over 11,000. They have no trouble drawing on people there for support, logistics. They bring in their contract killers. No problem. This is an American enterprise. It's a U.S.-controlled terror group, ISIS. So they bring them in. They have no problem getting them out. They do what they hate Americans, right? It's no problem. Well, Eric is a strange man. He knows a lot.
He knows a lot. Yes, he does. Reversals are certainly alluding to that. Okay, here we have the next one.
I'm sorry. That's the thing I shouldn't have said. But that's what people are... I mean, that he's this... You know? But he's a highly intelligent...
Okay, this is uses a couple of metaphors. So see the manor, as in M-A-N-N-A. See the manor, Earl. Here we go.
What's it mean, okay. David? Manna is food for the food of the gods. Manna.
Manna is food of the gods. Earl is wealth. Earl is a metaphor for wealth, personal greatness.
Like a duke, an earl. Okay.
So he's once again, it's a metaphor of wealth. He is receiving riches, and for all of this, it's nurturing. It's spiritual food for him. There's no shock or horror in any of these reversals. Like he says, he shows forwards confusion. The backwards are, he's almost matter of fact about the whole thing. If you know what I mean.
I do. I do, and that's a very good statement. I agree. Well,
okay.
Very revealing.
Here we have the next one.
Not any hotel, but many of the hotels. He walks in and says, give me a room. They give him a room for a week.
Strange reversal, too. You will flow on my bigot. There it is. Well, it's a big, narrow-minded, fixed attitude. I'd say the whole family's that way inclined, and that's why Steve did the shootings.
Bigoted toward what? What do you think?
It doesn't say, does it? I'd be guessing.
that's an unusual, it's an obscure statement, I think.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, here's the next one.
I can't think of the name, but the fusion restaurant.
And simply with the man. See, I don't know. All these reversals are showing some complicity. Is what he's aware of him being involved. The wealth plan we got, but Allah force us in. I bring in the snake. They choose. This is the one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Agreed. 100%. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then the last one, Eric.
We were going to call him crazy because he's an angry person. Then you had better call everybody on the news from 4 o'clock.
This one says, the surf you met.
Angry person.
Oh.
Angry person.
Oh, boy. I didn't do that one right, did I? All right. The surf you met.
The surf you met.
There it is. And here it is again.
The surf you met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the flow of surf is the flow of movement of life. You know, this is what's happened. We go with the flow. It goes the other reversal about the flow. You know, it's... He's not shocked. He's not horrified.
No, they're not worried either. They're secure.
Not in the least. Not in the least. He's fine. It's a very it's almost a psychotic attitude. It's just it's.
Did you get? Yeah, it is. It is. I agree. I hear what you're saying. It's almost sociopathic. It's weird.
Yes. Very strange.
Did you get the reversal of the most, to me, important part of that that interview?
Where he skipped up on, look, I had a reversal on that, but it was thrown out. It's not being clear enough. Sorry.
Oh, really? Said, the whole thing where he said,
war. War. Yeah.
He said, Steve was an R. And he said,
yes.
I'm sorry. And then he said, please don't. He was saying to the media, please don't use that. I shouldn't have said it. Then he gave some cockamamie excuse about how he almost let slip a colloquialism, which is a complete fabrication. He's quick on his feet, the guy. That was not it at all. He almost let the cat out of the bag. Steve was an arms dealer or an arms merchant. That's how he got the money constantly coming in, enormous amounts of money. Makes perfect sense. He's the perfect cutout for an arms guy, or he was.
Yep.
But I don't, and there was nothing there?
No, there was nothing there, sorry.
God, weird, because that he was really, in my view, when he said, I'm sorry, he was afraid. He was scared. Yeah. Interesting. Well, nothing there. Okay.
All right. Anyway, I found all those.
Could it have been so compelling... David, could it have been so compelling, his fear about what he had just almost said, that he actually overrode his subconscious mind in the moment?
And that's possible. Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, all right. Okay, anyway, so I found those ones on Eric Paddock's. Now we'll go to Known Naomi's reversals, okay?
Good job. The master always does well.
So we'll start off with Jesus. How you pronounce it? Campos. Survived
Jesus Campos. Jesus.
Okay, so here we go.
I know, first of all, you know, thank you so much for being here. And I know that you have
This is Ellen.
To tell the story and to talk about this.
No, that's not Jesus. That's Ellen. No, Russell says, unless we get money.
No more secret warning.
Huh.
No more secret warning.
Wonder what they mean by that.
No more secret warning.
I guess they want money for the show to be prof.
Well, yes and no. She's linked and tied in very heavily to MGM Resorts International. There's a big, big slot machine, an Ellen DeGeneres slot machine in the hotel. With her cats on the ties. Anyway, it's a big deal. She's rumored to be a substantial stockholder. This was all a setup to try to help MGM from being sued as vociferously as it's going to be sued. That's why they had him there. and nowhere else. And the guy doesn't even look the same. Did you see my two picture comparison?
No, I haven't looked. Within
2 days, did he gain 40 pounds? I don't think so. And I'm also told that they don't allow beards on security personnel in the hotels. So I don't know. Anyway, I'll send you the pictures later.
Yeah, let's have a look. Yeah. All right, so here's Jesus. I think this is him himself.
There was a metal bracket holding the door in place.
Yeah, and he simply says, and it'll wake up.
The middle of it, Carl.
The middle of it, Carl.
What on earth does that mean?
The middle of it, Carl.
I don't know, but that's what he says. The weird thing is, apparently, if we're to believe the narrative, Paddock put a metal bracket, a bar, a plate, a 1x4 inch piece of metal over the door and screwed it in there so the door couldn't be opened. That's what happened. So Jesus came up from the 31st floor up the stairwell and tried to gain entry through the door into the 32nd floor. And right through that door is the second door, and then immediately on the left, within 5 or 6 feet, is the door to Paddock's suite. It's right there by the stairs. So he couldn't get through the door, and he had to go back down the stairs to the 31st floor and walk all the way over, take the elevator up or another stairwell up, and then come down the hall and go into the stairwell and notice that the door wouldn't open because there was a metal bar placed across it. Well, he turns around and walks out and then goes down the hall directly away from Paddock's door. When he's 30 or 40 feet away is allegedly when he got shot. Allegedly. No one will describe the wound. And obviously, if he was hit with a .223 round at 40 feet, it's going to tear his leg off unless he just barely nicked him. So something's wrong with his story, big time. Ellen's involvement is certainly financial. There's no question in my mind, so that works.
That's obvious by the reversal, yeah. And it'll wake up? I don't really know how to interpret that. Anyway, that's the only reversal I've got on him, so I have to remain a bit of a mystery, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So
well, you won't see him giving any more interviews. He's gone. You may never see him again, if it was even the same guy. When I show you the two pictures, you'll say, what? And these are 2 days apart, supposedly.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, moving on. Here's Joe Biden talking about Harvey Weinstein.
And the ultimate, the cardinal sin, was for a man to use his power, physical or to abuse a woman or a child. It's disgusting.
He simply says it sucks.
It sucks. It sucks.
Bit of an understatement, I think.
I think.
Yeah. Bit of an understatement. All right, now we've got a few on Hillary.
How would you describe him? I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such a, you know, martyr.
I'm sorry, I'll start again. She's talking about Julian Assange. So that's who she's talking
now, who's
about.
The woman talking?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay, Hillary. Okay. All right, good.
Yep.
How would you describe him? I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such a, you know, martyr of free speech, why doesn't WikiLeaks ever publish anything coming out of Russia?
Isn't he just doing what journalists do, which is publish information when they get it?
And here she says, head our money legacy.
Her our money legacy.
Oh, our head of our money.
Her our money legacy.
Her our money legacy.
I'm not sure about that first word. May I hear that again?
I agree. It should simply be our money legacy.
Our money.
I'm cutting that first word off. You're absolutely right. Okay.
Our money, legacy. Our money. They're billionaires. Our money is our legacy. Yeah, sure. They're all about money. That's all they give a damn about. Nothing else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So that fits perfectly.
Yeah.
Our money.
And the slower speed.
Our money.
Lunacy.
Yeah. There you go. That's Hillary Clinton all over, isn't it?
Indeed.
All right. Here she is again.
That lays on the table some of the risks, not only from North Korea's aggressive behavior with nuclear weapons and its development.
And here she says, I'll be the muscle.
I'll be the muscle.
I'll be the muscle.
Not a very clear reversal. I think she's not going away. She's going to be pushing her way around, you know, and muscling her way in. She's probably going to make another run.
She is absolutely, in my view. I have no doubt she's going to run again, and she'll get the nomination, and she will run again. I believe it. She's challenged him already to a rematch, or he challenged her to a rematch, and anybody's bet. It doesn't really matter. I think we all need to face the facts now that the names change, but the control remains the same. It doesn't really matter that much. They aren't that different.
I think you're probably right. All right, here's Hillary again.
So we can go down this line, and we have to do a better job of making it clear what the stakes really are. I can understand why people either didn't take him seriously or said he's not going to really do that when he's president.
And here she says it's real serious.
Yes, real serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, real serious.
I guess so.
Yes, real serious.
Play that's good. Play the forward one more time, please.
Yep, sure.
So we can go down this line, and we have to do a better job of making it clear what the stakes really are. I can understand why people either didn't take him seriously or said he's not going to really do that when he's president.
And it's real serious.
Yes, real serious.
Yes, real serious.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, real serious.
Yeah, well, I should agree with that.
That's funny. Good one. All right, hold on a second. David and I will be right back with more. Jeff and David, John Oates, and Reverse Speech. Alrighty, very good ones already. Let's go and see what's up next.
Okay, we're continuing with Hillary. Here we go with the forwards.
I do think that gender has not become a political mobilizing factor.
And she says, I will bomb.
I will bomb.
Huh.
I will bomb.
Well, she doesn't.
I will bomb.
Oh, she's saying I will. Bomb. No, she's saying I will bomb. It's just not clear. I'll bomb. I'm gonna not on bum. I'll bomb. And there was
bomb. That's what I said. Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not gonna go. First of all, she's not correct. Gender is an enormous issue. It's just maybe not as cohesive as it will be right now. But that's a big player for the snowflakes, the millennials, and the others out there in loopy land.
Yep. All right. Here she is again.
I believe we did, even though it was hard to break through on the media, because we were running a presidential campaign that we thought was aimed at telling people what I would do as president.
I don't think so. She says backwards, my demon.
My demon.
Wow.
My demon.
And then we have another one that's similar.
You know, Fareed, I talk about that in the book because there's no doubt in my mind that there was economic anxiety.
And she says, demonic, it's all worth it.
Demonic, it's all worth it.
Wow.
She's not playing games. Her subconscious knows exactly where she has staked out her territory. She's on the dark side, and she's coming back. You hear it in her voice, David. I'm sure you do. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. She's focused on this, boy, like a just staring at it down. She's not going to deter or be deterred from that goal. She's going after the nomination again. So get ready for a replay.
Yep. And here she is talking about losing to Trump.
No, I think there were intervening events that caused people to worry, to have second thoughts.
This one says, a sad hero.
A sad hero?
A sad hero?
I guess she's a hero.
A sad hero?
You got a pretty good self-image there.
Could she be talking about Trump? Yeah, he's a sad, as in pathetic, hero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
She's dismissing him. He's a sad, he's a pathetic hero. Quote, hero.
That'll make sense. Yep, that'll make sense. All right.
What a sad hero the guy is. What a miserable excuse for a hero.
Yeah. Now here she is again.
The enormous impact of the Russian theft of emails, the release of them by WikiLeaks. Mm.
And here she says, Hillary the slimy.
Hillary the slimy.
Hillary the slimy.
There it is.
Hillary the
See, there it is again. Her own self-conscious is ratting her out, telling the truth that she's slimy. She just lied about the Russians and the email. Allegedly, they stole her email and released it. Well, if there was nothing bad in the email, what the hell does she care? It obviously didn't help anything. It helped Trump. Yeah. So, she's a snake. She's a total snake.
It's all in her reverse.
Get used to it.
Yep. Okay, here she is again.
President Trump has said that he will run again.
Mm. Yeah, he's already starting to collect money.
And he could win again, couldn't he?
Well, we don't know. We have no way.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
See how quickly she dismissed that? Oh, no, well, we could wait. Oh, no. Play that again. Look, now watch how quickly she counters that. She is just like a steel trap ready to go.
So here's the forwards.
President Trump has said that he will run again.
Mm. Yeah, he's already starting to collect money.
And he could win again, couldn't he?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. Oh, no. We don't know. Oh, no. Don't draw that conclusion. Oh, no. No.
And then she says, they won.
They won.
Oh, she's upset.
They won.
Oh, she's furious. She is furious. Oh, no. She is not going to go to her grave until she wins the White House. I'm telling you, she's calling in every possible marker, every favor, and there are a lot of them out there. Remember, they're billionaires now, the Clintons, and they've got the same old stuff. She screwed up in the end and blew it. Trump had a smarter, I don't know if you saw that 60 Minutes segment, you probably didn't, with that computer genius that he hired. Wow, was that guy smart. He used the social media in such a way that it gave Trump the edge. It gave him the edge.
Yep. All right. One more on Hillary talking about losing to Trump.
As readers have told me who've read the book, it lays out a case.
And this says, we lost.
We lost.
We lost.
Oh, that's funny. They won. We lost. Oh, dear me. She's not a happy camper.
That's really funny. I got to play that again.
All right. Okay. We'll play that one again. So here's the forwards.
As readers have told me who've read the book, it lays out a case.
Here it is. We lost.
We lost.
That's actually very funny. Very funny.
Yeah.
And see, she almost, when she says, as readers who have told me, who read the book, and I'm thinking to myself, what's unsaid here? Maybe she didn't even bother to read the book. It was probably ghostwritten for her anyway.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
That's very good. Well, all right. What can we draw from the latest Hillary here? Naomi's reversal, well, show us what?
Oh, well, she's still the same slimy Hillary. She's upset that she lost. She's going to muscle her way in.
Yeah.
She's her legion is to the dark side.
Yep.
And, she's ready to keep on going.
She's gone. And she'll be campaigning probably beginning by the middle of next year. You'll see. Another year and a half of the campaign.
Okay. All right. Here we have Mad Dog Mattis. Let's run it forwards.
So long as you continue along this line, so long as you remember somebody on the other side is watching, hoping that you're not at the top of your game.
And this is Angry Blank.
Angry Fox.
Angry Fox.
Wow.
Angry Fox.
Well, he's probably talking about himself, I'd say.
He is. He's describing himself. He's an angry blank.
Yep. And here we have him again.
What's making him angry, though, do you think?
Right. Ah, North Korea. You wait till we get down to the reversals.
Okay.
Yeah, North Korea. Yep.
You're not paid to have a midlife crisis or ask people to help you through your midlife crisis. You're there to give the enemy a midlife crisis. And that means you put your Marines together into a good, tough team.
And this says blank nuke on it. There it is. Okay, so he's thinking about nukes. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to nuke the hell out, and that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, well, here's the next reversal.
It was one I learned by watching similar-sized units. Like, for example, I watched dozens of platoons go through certain ranges.
And there he says, might nuke them.
Might nuke them.
Might nuke them.
Yeah, there it is.
Might nuke them.
Isn't it interesting how the reversals change from Hillary to Mattis? You know, you get the different personality styles,
yeah.
Don't you? Don't
oh, yeah.
Whole different message, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, yeah. Different people, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Really interesting. So, yeah, he's ready to go.
Yep.
Like that's why Trump was talking. He said, if something like, you people have no idea how well prepared we are right now for North Korea.
Yeah, right. All right, here we have another one on Mattis.
And out of World War One, where the first advance we made, the first offensive we made, went horribly wrong because troops couldn't get to the front lines.
And he simply says, damn you.
Damn you.
Damn you. Damn you.
The context is the military must stand ready for action on North Korea. That's the context for the reversal. Here's this one, a rather sick reversal.
Because from Bataan Peninsula to Kasserine Pass to Task Force Smith, we know too well the costs of not being ready.
And here he says, I will stone you, I'm so excited.
I will stone you, I'm so excited.
I will stone you.
Listen to that.
Good Lord.
He can't wait to nuke.
He's going to stone them with nukes. He can't wait. He's going to throw. Oh, my.
Let's try that one again. Here's the forwards.
Because from Bataan Peninsula to Kasserine Pass to Task Force Smith, we know too well the costs of not being ready.
And I will stone you. I'm so excited.
I will stone you. I'm so excited.
Wow.
I will stone you. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's got to be the...
I will stone you.
All the syllables are perfect. They're all there.
That's got to be the reversal of the day.
Yeah, I'd say. He can't wait to start lobbing nukes. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's all ready to go. Right. And here he is again.
To make certain that we're laying out the problem in a manner that leaves no doubt about the need for what we're asking for in order to ensure that America's army is at the top of its game.
And it says, my nail open her skin. What a strange reversal.
My nail opened her skin.
Wow.
My nail opened her skin.
I'll be bothered.
My nail opened her skin.
I'm not too sure how to interpret that. Skin is protection. Nail is to build.
Wait. Maybe. Play it again, please. One more time.
What, just the reversal?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My nail opened her skin.
My nail opened her skin.
Okay. The way I hear it, he's got hold of either physically or figuratively some female, and he's going to use his thumbnail or fingernail to open her skin.
Yeah?
Who the hell is he talking about? Is he talking about North Korea in the feminine? And he's going to use his thumbnail and to open her skin?
To expose her weakness.
Or just literally to tear her open, rip her open, expose all the nuclear facilities, blow them up.
I'd say that's what it means. And he wants to. You listen to this reversal.
Oh, no.
Arms resilience to take combat's test of your character in stride in the most primitive environment on Earth.
And he says, new character for sex.
New character for sex.
New character for sex. It's
getting off on North
Korea. New character for sex.
This is a new stage for me.
New character with sex?
Oh, with sex? Oh, okay. Let's play it again.
New character with sex.
No.
New character with sex.
It's hard to tell.
I don't hear four in there. There's no R.
Yeah. No. Anyway, means getting excited once again.
Yeah, this is sick. See, it's always been said that these warmongering maniacs are, well, they get off on killing. They love it. He can't wait to use these weapons. I'll bet he stays awake nights, sometimes sweating, thinking about this in anticipation. These people are nuts.
Yeah, I'd say you're absolutely right.
God.
Here we have another one on Mattis.
The international community has spoken, but that means the U.S. Army must stand ready. And so if you're ready, that's your duty at this point in time. And I know the Army will always do its duty. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having me here. Have a great conference. And to our allies, thank you for being here.
He says, our neighbor forgets.
Our neighbor forgets.
Huh.
Our neighbor forgets.
I don't know what it means.
Our neighbor forgets.
I don't know what the subject of that statement is. We don't know. Our neighbor forgets what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Look, I've got a few more on matters here, and Netanyahu, but I want to get on to Trump in case he's running.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So here's Trump with his classic reversal we found on him in the campaign trail.
Thank you, Ed. And Mrs. Meese, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And here he says, wake up, America.
Wake up, America.
He said that at least two or three times on the campaign trail.
Yeah. He was a much different man. You remember that first White House meeting with Obama? Yeah. Supposed to be 15 minutes. I think it was an hour and a half or longer. And he came out, he looked like a man who had just seen a ghost and been beaten on top of that. He just sat down and his head hung and he made his Masonic symbol with his hands and he looked 3-4 inches shorter. Like he had just been told the gospel and it didn't sound good to him. He was told. That was the first time they really sat him down and told him, this is not the way it really works, Donald. So you better get used to it.
Wow. All right, here he is again.
The Great Heritage Foundation has been at the center of several incredible tax cuts in American history. Working closely with the Heritage Foundation, Ronald Reagan cut taxes to unleash the economic miracle of the 1980s.
And this one says, I had the will.
I had the will.
Oh, yeah.
I had the will.
Yeah.
I had the will.
Yeah, yeah, well, reversal of strength. It's pushing forward. Yeah, okay. All right, here he is again.
Speaking, I just, you know, I'm talking about Christmas present. I'll give you a bigger Christmas present. You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again.
And it costs money.
It costs money?
Huh.
It costs money?
Yeah.
It costs money?
I guess Christmas does cost money, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. That seems to be a bigger allusion to something else, but I don't know. He's going to bring back Merry Christmas this year. You watch. And that'll be really fun for a lot of Americans. No more of this political correctness crap. I think you're going to see Trump really, I think his ratings are going to go way up during Christmas. Watch.
Yep. All right, here he is again.
And our economy cannot take off like they should and like it should unless we transform America's outdated, complex, and extremely burdensome tax code.
And little shit they'll forget.
Little shit they'll forget.
Little shit, girl forget. Little shit, girl forget.
It's actually girl forget, not thou forget. Little shit, girl forget.
Little shit, girl forget.
It's girl.
Little shit, girl forget.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't tell you what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
He's had a lot of those though, where they just seem to be not incongruent but disconnected almost.
Yeah, strange. Okay, here we have reference to nukes again.
This is the message I delivered in my address to the United Nations. I told the leaders in that hall that just like I expect, and we all understand this, and they finally understand it because there was a great misunderstanding, that just like I expect them to put the needs of their countries first, I will always put the needs of our country first.
And here he says, nuke, see a war.
Nuke, see a war.
Nuke, see a war.
There it is.
Nuke, see a war.
Well, it sure looks like they've made a decision. They're going to go in and tactically nuke North Korea and try to take it out. They're not going to invade it. They're just going to try and decimate it and create a pauper state with no advanced weapon systems and take it back to the 19th century.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it's leading to. Yep. Okay. All right, so next one along. Here we go. Open up. Here's the forwards.
Statutory guidelines. We have to go by a period of time, but there's much more to come. And I believe in regulation, but it has to be limited to what we need. We want clean water. We want clean air. It has to be fair. We also want, by the way, jobs.
Okay. Set it up.
Set it up.
Set it up.
Okay.
Set it up.
All right. Well, he's not shaping up too bad. He's going to set it up to create jobs.
That's his intent, it would seem. Yeah.
All right. Next one.
We're going to say it again. It's happening already. You know it. You know it's happening again. This is our chance.
And he says they're wrong in the past.
They're wrong in the past.
They're wrong in the past.
See, I don't know the context.
They're wrong in the past.
Don't know what the context is. Who's wrong in the past? Past.
No. It's almost like he's gone schizoid or something. It's weird.
Yeah. All right. Here we have a couple on. We have one on Nancy Pelosi. And we go at Trump's executive order, which executive order I don't know.
That we're not throwing good money back to be damaged again without prevention.
And he just says, I guess you are mad. Are you a scab?
No, I guess you're mad. Are you a scab?
Huh. I guess you're mad. You a scab.
You a scab.
All right, well, there's the end.
What a weird, she's a very weird woman slipping into, she's addled. But that is a strange one. And I don't remember many reversals, David, where there's an interrogative, a question asked. That's a question. It may be rhetorical in her reverse subconscious, but it's still a question.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Play it again.
Okay, all right. I thought I heard the out music. Okay, here we go. I guess you're mad.
I guess you're mad. I guess you're mad. I guess you're mad.
See, hear the question mark at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, you can hear it in the tongue.
It comes up. The word is inflected upwards. It's a question. It's odd. Are you a scab? What a strange statement.
Could be her spirit talking to her, admonishing her.
Talking, I would think so. You know, Nancy, are you a scab? What are you doing?
Oh, dear. Well, we have
Oh, we got some losers. If you have any, you have a couple more, we can duck them in here real quick.
Oh, yeah. I still got quite a few, actually. Here's another one on Mattis.
I wanted them to have the initiative to take charge, the aggressiveness to carry out whatever the order was.
The cross get division.
The cross get division.
I don't know what he means by that.
Well, division's a military term, so I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Here's John McCain accusing Russia of hacking the election.
That the Russians and others, Chinese to a lesser degree, have been able to interfere with our electoral process, whether how serious it is and whether it would have affected the outcome of the election or not.
And Harry says, it is serious?
It is serious.
Oh, yeah.
It is serious.
Oh, he believes it is.
It is serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, very good. All right. Hang on to the rest of them. And,
Yep. Do it next show. Yep.
Yeah. Very good. In fact, we might be able to do this next Monday, even though you're not scheduled. So if Naomi can come up with another little batch for the...
I'll be away next Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, you have a good time. Thank you. That was excellent, as always. We'll talk to you soon, and let's see what happens. All right, David.
Okay. Jeff, bye-bye. See you.
Good night.
Bye.
All right. Well, we're off and running. There's Monday for you. Wow. A lot of information. Thanks for being here, and we appreciate you. Take care. Back tomorrow night.